Welcome to Healthy You, brought to you by the Greater Peoria Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine. Now here's your host, Kim Brooks Miller.
Welcome to Healthy You. It's great to be with you today, and thanks for tuning in to the show. My name is Kim Brooks Miller of Healthy Cells Magazine of the Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition, and I am so happy to be your host and bring you this great information. So here is a question for our listeners. When it comes to the body, do you know what inflammation is, or have you even heard of it? It's a fast-growing topic that seems to confuse many people. So in light of this, our special guest is Dr. Sheena Joseph, and she's here to tell us about inflammation and how it can affect you and what to do about it. And I bet there are several of you tuning in that may be suffering from inflammation and you don't even realize it. So let me please introduce Dr. Joseph. She is a board certified doctor of chiropractic who not only practices chiropractic but also has a special focus on functional nutrition. She has been practicing in Peoria for 7 years, and her passion is not to only get sick people well but also prevent well people from getting sick. Her wellness model is to marry chiropractic adjustments with healthy eating and nutraceuticals, also meaning supplements, to restore health to the patient naturally. She is a certified internal health specialist and spends countless hours studying the newest research in nutrition and has given many lectures in the area to share her knowledge. So welcome to the show, Dr. Sheena. It's great to have you here.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Thank you. Now, before we jump into the main meat of what we're going to be talking about, how did you come across inflammation and how did you get interested in addressing it?
I first became exposed to it in our functional nutrition class in chiropractic school. But at the time, you know, you're taking so many classes, 13, 14 classes at a time. And so although I thought it was very interesting, I was also like, okay, let me put that on the back burner. And then when I have time later, I can revisit it more. So I wanted to become like a great chiropractor, a great adjuster, you know, be able to get people better in that way. And then what happened was, is about a year into practice, I started accumulating about a handful of people that I didn't know how to get them better. You know, like 20% of my patients, I couldn't get better. 80%, you know, could get better with just chiropractic alone. And so I didn't want to just settle for that. And I didn't want to tell these people I don't have an answer for you,
right,
or just turn them away like maybe another physician has done or something like that. So I started reading and researching, and like 6 years later, I'm just still scratching the surface.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it's
I'm
just
sure.
Such a huge topic, and there's so much information and so much research. I mean, the research changes by the minute. And so, you know, I'm just keep doing it every day and hopefully
And keep up with the newest information that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
So what is inflammation?
Inflammation is, if you can imagine the immune system being kind of like the military of your body, and its job is to patrol your body and look for foreign invaders, which would be like bacteria or an injury or viruses. When they see a problem, their job is to round up the troops.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they round up the troops. The troops would be the immune cells. And then a bunch of blood flow gets rushed into that area, which gives all those immune cells a great vehicle to ride in on. So that's why you see redness and swelling to that area. It's actually your body trying to heal itself up.
Right, right. Okay. So now, are there different types of inflammation?
Yeah. So what I just described would be called like acute or immediate inflammation. It's kind of like the 911 of your body. So there's a trauma or an invader. So everyone rushes in, just like the ambulance or, you know, the EMTs, things like that. For example, if you sprain your ankle, it becomes red and inflamed and painful. And then a period of time later, it gets much better, weeks or, you know, hopefully just a couple weeks. But
yeah.
And so the other type, and what I want to focus on mostly today, is chronic inflammation. And we call that a dark, quiet side to inflammation because lots of people may have it and don't even know they have it.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's why it's important we're doing the show today, because I think that that is the case for many people. So now, how is chronic inflammation different?
So chronic inflammation is a major development in degenerative degenerative diseases and the loss of youthful functions. We now know that inflammation is linked to every single disease process out there, like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes. I mean, the list goes on and on. Where chronic inflammation is different is because your body's actually trying to clean things up and heal, but at the same time causing a little bit of damage with no shutoff button. Now, there are many things that can activate this response, and we will get into that in a little bit, but this is scary because, like I said, a lot of people don't even know that chronic inflammation is going on until a disease shows up or a diagnosis shows up.
Mm-hmm. Are there any signs at all to inflammation? I know we were talking about it a little bit before the show, but if somebody really notices something, and that could be tied to inflammation.
So when we're talking about acute inflammation, you know, pain, swelling, redness, things like that. Chronic inflammation is a little bit trickier, though, because it can be linked to many different things. So chronic fatigue, if you wake up feeling exhausted every day, even though you got a great night's sleep, if you can't get to sleep at night, that could be chronic inflammation because your brain can't shut off. Digestive issues, I mean, the list kind of goes on and on, but high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, it's all an inflammation game.
Mm-hmm, because it's a warning signal going off to the body
that
something is wrong, and the body's trying to take care of it.
I'm glad you said that, too, because actually a lot of patients, surprisingly, once I started practicing, and I started noticing that a lot of patients ignore their check engine light. And, you know, if they're driving down their car and a light comes on, they take it immediately into the shop, hopefully, to get checked out so that they can make sure everything's running properly. I'm so surprised at the amount of people that are like, well, I'm tired all the time, but that's just normal for me. Or I have headaches 4 times a week, but that's normal for me. Mm-hmm. That is not normal. That is your body's warning sign. And so you need to pay attention to that.
Exactly. And they might think, oh, I'll just tolerate this. Okay. So now what causes chronic inflammation?
So the shortest answer I can give you for that would be stress. Now, many people, when they think of stress, they're thinking about the emotional aspect of stress.
Right.
But stress is actually the thoughts you think, the air you breathe, and the food you eat. Negative thoughts can literally deteriorate your health. And Greg Skibinski does a stand-up job on the show talking about how the way you think affects your life. And so I'm not going to really go much into that today. And I do encourage our listeners to go back and listen to the podcast of him talking because he's just
unhealthy you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Because he's just amazing. And so I can't even begin to do that area of expertise justice. But your body doesn't know the difference if you are between if you're running from a bear or if you just lost your job. It has the same chemical response, and part of that chemical response would be kicking off the inflammatory cascade or the inflammatory pattern in your body. Mm-hmm. And so emotional stress is definitely tied into your health. Secondly, the air we breathe. If you think about all the things that you've probably breathed in just in the first half of today, our bodies are doing a stand-up job at, you know, detoxifying and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you think about the pollution and things that you just bring into the body, even lotions.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, there are a lot of things that we don't even realize that causes that. So now what can we do about the air that we breathe? I mean, I know that it's kind of tough. I guess we could walk around with oxygen all the time.
We could do that.
Yeah.
But the short answer is that you can't. And that's why, honestly, I really want to just focus on the things that we can control today, which is the foods that we put in our mouth. And let's face it, the American diet is terrible. And like I said, most people are waking up exhausted during the day. They're tired but wired at night. They're achy. They're in pain. They're overweight. Why? Because they're eating foods that set off this inflammatory response. And so there's a little saying I use in my office, and it is that genetics load the gun and environment pulls the trigger. And what I mean by that is all of us possess a certain number of genes that can cause disease. Your lifestyle choices of alcohol, tobacco, most commonly poor diet choices create an environment for those genes to express themselves. For example, how many times have you heard people say, oh, well, I have high cholesterol, but it runs in my family, or I have diabetes, but it runs in my family?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the kicker. These people have similar genes, and they are sharing similar recipes.
Right.
So they are eating very similarly, and they have the same genes. So
Yeah, so there's a tie-in right there. And, you know, I think you said a lot of other things, you know, about the smoking and just obesity in general and things like that. And I have more physicians that come on the show, and the biggest thing is don't smoke.
Yeah.
And you hear that over and over again.
Yeah.
You know, so now let's talk a little bit about inflammatory foods and not what you should be eating. So you want to dive into that a bit?
There's three things. I mean, I could be here all day talking about those things. But there's three things I kind of want you to just memorize and keep in your head. And it is sugar, grains, and dairy. And so the number one food I want you to remember is sugar. Most of us are eating way too much sugar, and there's a reason why. It's super addicting. Sugar actually triggers the reward centers of your brain, similar but less dramatic than recreational drugs. And so just like drugs, you keep needing more and more to create that high in your brain.
And it's the same thing with sugar.
Exactly.
Wow.
So I can't tell you how many patients say that, you know, I'm addicted to sugar, I'm a sugarholic, and so, you know, I put them on a program, they kind of detox from sugar, if you will, and their cravings start to go away, things like that, and then they just have one meal that sends them back into that sugar craving frenzy. So think about, if you think about like the Starbucks that you had this morning, maybe you did, maybe you didn't. I'm not picking on Starbucks, but just think about a latte in general, okay? The caramel, mocha, loca, whatever.
Right, yeah.
So a grande size in most of those lattes are packing 34 grams of sugar.
So
just think about that.
If you were to make, okay, 34 grams, let's do this for our listeners. What would that look like?
So if you're eating dinner at a restaurant, the little sugar packets on the table,
yes,
it would be 16 of those.
Wow. I had no idea. And you know what amazes me is how many foods, packaged foods, have sugar in them and you don't even realize it.
Well, the other part of that is that in the ingredients list, some people, you know, they hide ingredients as sugar, like dextrose and other things like that. So it's not just – they don't come right out and say sugar always.
Right.
Pretty much anything with an OSE on the end of it is a sugar. So that's – you know, you can keep that in mind. And then some things are labeled as sugar-free.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get into that in just a moment. But, you know, fake sugars are terrible for you as well.
Yes. Yeah. No, I've heard that as well. So now let's talk about your number two, about the grains.
Okay. So number two food is grains, but more specifically grains that contain gluten. So these grains would be wheat, rye, and barley. This is controversial. These are the ones that are like everybody agrees that wheat, rye, and barley has gluten in them. But some people say all American rice has gluten in them. And, and you know, the list kind of goes on and on. But the three things you need to remember is wheat, rye, and barley. And what gluten is it's actually the protein that's found in these grains. Many people think that going like gluten-free is a fad or a phase and argue that people have been eating gluten for decades with no problem. Well, here's the catch. Gluten has been genetically modified over the last 50 years. So the gluten your parents were eating and their parents were eating is not the same as what's being served on the shelves right now. And even more, the sugar that are in these grains, because that got changed as well, genetically modified as well, is spiking insulin more than ever because, as we know, grains actually, when they become digested, become, guess what? More sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So grains actually digest into sugar. But that protein, that gluten, actually sets off the inflammatory response in your body. And that can cause all kinds of digestive issues. It's literally like taking sandpaper to the digestive tract. So,
wow.
And if you think about, let's run you through the day of most people's diets. So they have their cereal for breakfast or their toast for breakfast or their muffin for breakfast, sandwich for lunch. It's really hard to go anywhere and not get a sandwich for lunch. And then dinner, their pasta, you know, or, you know, bread and butter, things
right.
like that. So every time you eat gluten, it's setting off that inflammatory response, which remember is your immune system trying to heal things up, but at the same time causing a little bit more damage. So you're taking sandpaper at breakfast, sandpaper at lunch, sandpaper at dinner, and then voila, all of a sudden you have a digestive disorder, you have heartburn, you have constipation, diarrhea, or, you know, the list goes on and on of digestive disorders. But it's literally because your immune system is attacking that protein because it thinks it's a foreign invader.
Huh. And so that is how the body is reacting to it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And there's your red light again of, look, there's a problem if your body is reacting this
way.
Yeah.
I mean, I have patients that they say, you know, like, I have constipation every day, or, you know, we don't probably want to get into that topic too much here, but
right.
But they, you know, and that's normal for them. And that's not normal.
And it's not normal. Yeah. It's not how the body is supposed to function. And, you know, the digestive tract is an amazing organ, even though a lot of people don't realize it. Do you want to talk about the digestive tract a bit?
Yeah. I have a question for you, though.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So what organ is affected by not being able to digest things properly? Every organ or every organ?
I think it'd probably be, yeah, every organ, because it all, yeah. You know, it's like dominoes. They all relate, and it's a domino effect.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Your digestive tract is what absorbs vitamins and minerals and good fats. So if you can't absorb those things, you can start to see how your body can start to deteriorate and not be able to repair itself, and then you start getting, you know, those check engine lights coming on. So if chronic inflammation from eating grains is interfering with you being able to absorb vitamins and minerals, it's going to degenerate your body and age you quicker. Ladies, removing grains from your diet is the answer to the fountain of youth. And I'm kind of half joking when I say that, but there is actually some biochemistry related to that, that there is some truth to that for mm-hmm. sure.
Right. So now, what are the good grains to eat?
So if you are going to eat grains, remember, this is controversial. Some people say going completely grain-free is the best for you. And I would agree with that, although I'm also realistic. So I know
right,
that.
Right, exactly, yeah.
So if you are going to eat grains, I do recommend to eat the gluten-free grains, which would be rice, corn, quinoa, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So let's talk about dairy. That is another big red flag.
It is. And I'm probably alarming many of you today because, you know, this is what you've been taught your whole life. Lots of whole grains and, you know, make sure to get your dairy for your calcium.
Yeah, I can see the food pyramid.
Exactly.
Exactly what we all grew up on.
So everything you learned growing up, just ignore that. Most of that anyway, because I'm kind of going to tell you the opposite. So let me start off by telling you how you're going to get your calcium if you go dairy free, because that's the number one thing that people get hung up on. There is way more calcium in green leafy vegetables than any amount of milk.
Wow.
So you can literally eat your spinach, your kales, things like that. They have plenty, and if not more, calcium in there, and that's more readily available and more readily digestible by your body.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're talking about dairy milk, cattle.
Yeah, exactly. Cow's
right.
milk.
Mm-hmm. Cow milk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you can drink almond milk. You can drink, there's coconut milk and things like that that have calcium added to them. We're talking about cow's milk.
Yeah, okay.
So if you think about it, we're the only mammals that still drink milk from another mammal. Isn't that kind of weird?
Oh, when you think about it that way, yes.
Yeah. So many people cannot drink milk because they are lactose intolerant. So lactose is actually the sugar that is in milk. But more commonly than that, many people cannot drink milk because their immune system is sensitive to the protein, which is casein, that's in milk. And so, again, it kicks off that inflammatory response. The immune system says, oh, you know, he or she is drinking a glass of milk. That's a bacteria. That's a virus. Let's go tag it. Let's go attack it. And then kick off that inflammatory response again.
Mm-hmm.
So grains and dairy are actually big mucus producers as well. So if you have like a chronic postnasal drip, like that things that you can't get rid of, then just keep in mind it could be from the grains and dairy that you are eating. So seasonal allergies plays in huge with this. So many people that have, you know, terrible seasonal allergies, I'll tell them to go grain-free and dairy-free, and they notice that their seasonal allergies do get a lot better.
Hmm. That's interesting. I did not know that. And, you know, we're going to come back and talk more about this. I'm with Dr. Sheena Joseph, and she is talking to us about inflammation. And she has the practice of New Life Chiropractic in Peoria. But we will be right back after we take this quick break.
Hello, I'm Dr. Sheena Joseph of New Life Chiropractic. If you are suffering from pain, fatigue, or weight gain, I can help you. I customize personal treatment plans to help you reach your wellness goals. Please call us at 309-693-3800 and make an appointment, or visit us online at apeoriachiropractor.com. You will find lots of helpful information, videos, and how to become a new patient. That's apeoriachiropractor.com.
The Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine is a monthly professional publication dedicated to promoting healthy lifestyles. Healthy Cells Magazine brings you the latest information from respected physicians and other health-related professionals in regards to exercise, nutrition, emotional health, and overall current be-in-the-know related information. Pick up your free copy of Healthy Cells Magazine at over 800 medically-related offices and retail locations in the Greater Peoria Metro Area, or find them on Facebook at Healthy Cells Peoria.
Welcome back to Healthy You. This is Kim Brooks-Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine of the Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition. And my special guest today is Dr. Sheena Joseph. And we're talking about inflammation and how it affects the body and how it affects you. So, Dr. Sheena, what can we eat that is, quote, safe?
So learning to eat healthy can get really confusing, with salt being labeled as the bad guy, sugar being labeled as the bad guy, red meat is the bad guy. So it just, some people just say, oh, forget it. Everything's bad. I'm going to eat what I want.
Right.
So the easiest way to remember what to eat is the paleo diet, or eating paleolithically like our ancestors. Mm-hmm. So what that means is that we were created to be hunters and gatherers. So our digestive tracts know how to process meat, fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds. Now, genetics plays into certain roles. There's some people have peanut allergies, things like that. But in the most general sense, this is what our digestive tracts are made to break down. And so many of us are eating foods that have a shelf life of like 6 months, and can be like years if you think about canned foods and things like that. Mm-hmm. So think about how processed that food has to be in order to sustain shelf life. So eating paleo perfect can be difficult. So here's what I do. I eat meats, I eat fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds. If I'm going to eat breads or muffins or treats, I make sure to do very sparingly. And by sparingly, I don't mean once a day. I mean like at least, or at maximum, once a week, if not less than that. If I do indulge in those, I do make sure that it is gluten-free, mm-hmm. And if possible, dairy-free. If I want to sweeten something, I use stevia. Not to be confused with a Splenda or a Truvia, which are actually fake sugars. You would never see me eating any quote-unquote diet foods or foods that are sugar-free. You got to be really careful with those, because that means they're probably sweetened with a fake sugar.
Right, and like diet drinks.
Exactly.
Diet soda. So mm-hmm. Now what's the big deal about fake sugars?
The biggest misconception is that they are healthier alternative. Mm-hmm. Okay. Fake sugar is basically poison. That's a bold statement, but I feel really strongly about it. So it's made in a factory. It's not the least bit natural. It actually stimulates the feeding centers in our brain. So it actually makes us eat more food over the course of a day. Each fake sugar has its own, set of side effects. So my advice to the listeners is to Google side effects of insert whatever sweetener you use, and then become forever enlightened.
Mm-hmm. And use stevia if you're going to be using a sweetener.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
Great. Now we're going to have to start to wrap things up. So we talked about inflammation, what causes it. Now what can we do to prevent it, and why is it so important?
So there's three big things I want you to remember here. Number one, if you are chronically causing damage to cells, and if a group of cells makes up a tissue, and a group of tissues makes up an organ, chronic inflammation can eventually start to cause organs to not work properly and become diseased.
Okay?
Okay. Number two, inflammation is immunosuppressive. And what that means is that your immune system is your military, of course, we talked about earlier, against foreign invaders. But if it is tied up dealing with chronic inflammation in your body, it's not going to be as readily available to fight should you come in contact with Mr. Influenza or, the common cold or something, worse than that. Mm-hmm. Hopefully not.
Right.
And that is why people that are inflamed are always sick. Mm-hmm. They always say, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. And that's why, because it is suppressing your immune system. Number three. This is possibly the most important, because it involves the C word. You know what that is?
No.
Okay. If your immune system is chronically trying to repair cells day in and day out, there is always a chance that one of those cells could go rogue.
Cancer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And not play by the rules anymore. So what if one of those cells didn't stop reproducing once the tissue was healed and just kept reproducing and reproducing and eventually became a tumor? So now let me cover my bases here. I'm not trying to say that you can get cancer from eating brownies. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is there are so many causes to cancer that we don't even know about. However, remember, genetics loads the gun, environment pulls the trigger. So the more inflammation you have in your body, the more chances that your immune system has to go in and try to heal things up, mm-hmm. and that the chance that the cell could go do its own thing.
Mm-hmm. You know, Dr. Sheena, our time is up. This has gone so quickly, and I appreciate your coming on air. Now, if you want to contact Dr. Sheena Joseph, you can call her office at New Life Chiropractic of Peoria. It is area code 309-693-3800. Let me repeat that for you. It is 693-3800, or visit her website at apeoriachiropractor.com. And thank you for coming on air.
Thank you so much
for
having me.
Very interesting. It's great. Now, I want to thank everybody who tuned in this week and for sharing your time with us. This is Kim Brooks-Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine in the Greater Peoria Metro Area. And you can visit us online on Facebook, like us out there. And also you can contact me at peoria.healthycells@hotmail.com. We always love your comments. Be sure to listen to past podcasts and read Healthy Cells Magazine online on healthycellsmagazine.com/Peoria. And you can now sign up to get Healthy Cells Magazine delivered directly to your email box every month. So be sure to pick it up at one of our over 800 locations in the Tri-County area. We look forward to being with you again next Saturday. Until then, God bless you and be in your best health now.
Hello, I'm Dr. Sheena Joseph of New Life Chiropractic. If you are suffering from pain, fatigue, or weight gain, I can help you. I customize personal treatment plans to help you reach your wellness goals. Please call us at 309-693-3800 and make an appointment, or visit us online at apeoriachiropractor.com. You will find lots of helpful information, videos, and how to become a new patient. That's apeoriachiropractor.com.